Okay, gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning, Monday.
Good morning.
You're looking pretty good.
Thanks. I'm Monday, and I love it.
It is post-Super Bowl day.
Yep.
Where inevitably we'll be talking all about the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
The goods, the bads.
That's right.
And the ugly.
Oh.
Ugly calls.
Ugly plays.
And mocking and or celebrating psychic dogs, penguins, sea turtles, and everyone who predicted the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Small percentage actually got it right.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. We had our board full of people who predicted the outcome of the Super Bowl. On said board, only two people.
Only two.
One of them we're going to call later today. His name is Steven Christian.
Oh.
He called me as the game expired.
Yep.
To brag about his pick.
It's true.
So we're going to talk to him coming up on the show.
Yes.
If you...
it's a good idea.
If you are a fan of Amberlin or just... awesomeness.
Or just Steven.
Oh, man.
Steven in general.
Do not miss that moment.
Maybe like the name Steven.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to do that a little later. Probably 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
He's awake.
The prophet himself.
He's got little ones. Means he woke up early.
He did wake up early, I bet.
Speaking of waking up early on a Monday.
You know who it is.
Yes, everyone knows who it is. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Mm.
What's up, everyone?
Hello, sir.
Good to hear from you guys. Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yes.
Oh, I know you guys watched Super Bowl, because who did? I know I did.
You watched it.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I was watching that Super Bowl. I tell you, that was a good game. You know, no doubt about it. That was a good one.
Yeah, dude, I still can't believe the Seahawks pulled it off, man.
Actually, if you guys didn't watch it, it was the New England Patriots who won.
No, man. Mm. They got the ball back, went all the way down the field. And it was like second down, and they only had a yard to go, and they handed the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, and he just rushed up the gut.
Steve-o, you can't
touchdown! Touchdown!
Touchdown!
That's the way I saw it.
Oh, Lord, you guys can always dream that one. But yeah, seriously, that was a good game. You know, I could say both teams really did good. You know what I mean? They both played their best out there.
But one of them played bester.
Yeah, coming from a Broncos fan, you know, that's a very rare thing to hear. You know what I mean? But hey, we all have to be good sports. Sorry about that. I got tongue tied there. But yes, we're all good sports. And we all have to say, you know what? Both teams are good because they really did. And I, as a ex-football manager for the Volcano of the Hawks.
Right.
At both teams, they do equally do their part. I mean, they play their hardest, both teams. And then it goes on from there. And it just matters who makes the right call, who plays right, who does the call right.
Matthew.
I think it really matters who scores the most points.
Matthew, how do you score points in football?
Yeah, whoever scores
football,
the most points.
Well, guys, there's numerous ways. You can actually, the main way that everybody knows is a touchdown.
Okay.
That is one way to do get I've points.
Heard of, I've heard of it. Is that when the ball goes through the hoop?
They run it to the end zone. Usually, they will run it or they'll...
I think I'm thinking of something else.
...to the end zone, or you can do a field goal.
Yeah.
Now, there's a certain amount of yards. If you're out so many yards, it's so many points. And then from there, I've seen people try to do on TV a 45-yard field goal, and it's gone through. That's just a surprise because that's really hard. You can't expect it to go from 45 yards straight through the... goalpost at the end. That's really hard.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, in football, when I worked for Volcano Vista, Hawks football, that happened at least two times. One of our guys wanted to try a 45-yard field goal, and he got it easily,
awesome.
He was...
Wow, that's pretty huge, man.
And, that's...
Four to five yards, that's a big football.
45, that's 45
yeah,
yards.
That's
if you kick from the 45-yard line,
4 to 5 yards.
4 to 5 yards, that's like 15
3
feet.
3 feet, yeah.
Right?
3 feet.
Oh, Lord, guys.
4 to 5 yards.
It's pretty good.
It's like 4 yards, 12, so 12 to 15 feet. Man, that's crazy. Right on, man. What song can we play for you?
Well, you know what, guys? I'm starting this new tradition. I'm going to try to keep it going. Mondays, I'm going to pick one of my deck members to give a shout-out and dedication to. So today, the lucky DECA member I picked is Courtney Harrison, one of my DECA members in Period 3.
Come on,
play
down.
Some Amberlin, please, guys. You give her an Amberlin song this morning.
Dude, right. We're going to be talking with Stephen Christian, former frontman of Amberlin.
Ooh, I'll try to listen, guys.
Current frontman, former band.
Yeah.
How do you say that? We should just ask him.
All right, guys. Well, hey, don't forget to get that song out again. It's going to Courtney Harrison from Burkina Faso. Good morning,
Harrison. Come on, Dad. You're the next contestant on Matthew from Albuquerque's Song Request Day.
Matthew from Albuquerque's New Tradition.
That's right. So we're going to honor that tradition by playing the Foo Fighters.
Yep.
That's how we do.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay, cool. We got a great Monday for you. Stay close. We got breaking news and birthdays right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's time. Today is February 2nd, 2015.
Wow.
It's Groundhog Day, guys.
It is.
It's Groundhog Day. Doug, if I have to keep waking up on today, I'm going to be upset. I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah, I still have, like, uneasy stomach from the Super Bowl.
Uneasy stomach. It's time for breaking news.
I still feel bad.
Let's get to it.
Oh.
Well, first, the number of the day. I'm going to make it up right now. 48
Ooh.
Seconds.
Okay.
It's the number of seconds of the Theology Thursday intro.
Oh.
Because I just saw it.
I thought you were going to say it's the number of seconds that Seattle was away from winning the Super Bowl if they had just run the ball with Marshawn Lynch.
I think that was like 26.
They only had
something.
Like 20.
It was crazy.
Gosh.
What a good game. We'll talk about that way more in depth in just a little bit. Right now, the biggest news item other than the Super Bowl that I need to report coming from USA Today. Punxsutawney Phil says 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh no.
On this Groundhog Day. That's right.
6 more weeks.
Punxsutawney 6 more
Phil.
Weeks. He says that's what's going to go down.
All right. Does that mean he saw his shadow?
Yes.
So he went back
that means,
in?
Isn't that what it is?
Right? Dougie, he saw his shadow.
Saw his shadow and ran back in. So six more weeks of winter. Woo! In other news, of course, the big news, the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The Patriots won.
28-24.
It was a devastating defeat. Oh, my goodness. It was nuts.
According to our board.
Yes.
We asked a bunch of our friends to tell us the outcome, predict the winner of the Super Bowl, and last night I got a phone call as time expired from our boy Stephen Christian from Amberlin, who is freaking out because he did, in fact, say 28-24.
He did.
So, of course, we have to call him.
We're going to call him and congratulate him. That's right.
So
he's a prophet, everybody. Old Stephen. He's a prophet. Give him a dime. The northeast section of the country has been blasted again with a huge winter storm. This coming from KOAT, Channel 7?
Yeah.
Right? ABC? Millions woke up Monday to sleet and blizzard conditions in the northeast, the second round of winter weather pounding in a week. It's pretty nuts, guys. I'm looking at a map here on USA Today, and it is crazy.
Yeah.
We've gotten quite a bit of snow here, too.
We have. I feel like that's kind of how Punxsutawney Phil knew that there was going to be 6 more weeks of winter.
He didn't even come out.
He couldn't come out because he was trapped underground because of the snow.
Yes.
Under six inches of snow.
6 inches of snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't even know.
I know.
Other news. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, was taken to a hospital Saturday after her husband, Nick Gordon, and a friend found her unresponsive in a bathtub.
Which is how they found her mom. She was in a bathtub.
It's kind of weird.
It's eerie.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky. This coming from USA Today. She remained in a medically induced coma on Sunday at an Atlanta area hospital. Police told reporters that they had no reason to believe anything suspicious had happened and that there was nothing found in the house to make them suspect that there had been drug use, which led to this.
Man.
You know, diabetes can cause people to slip into deep sleeps or something like that. Because it used to happen to my grandmother, but I don't know. I don't know if she it's just kind of ironic and eerie that that's the same way that her mom...
Yeah, absolutely. They're saying the longer that she stays in this vegetative state, if you will, the less likely her chances are from ever waking up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's no fun. In other news, two balloonists crossing the Pacific landed safely off the coast of Mexico on Saturday, making history by traveling nearly 7,000 miles farther and longer in a gas balloon than anyone else. This coming from USA Today. And I think we'll be happy to know the pilots of the helium-filled Two Eagles, Troy Bradley, 50, of Albuquerque.
What?
And Russian Leonid... cannot pronounce his last name, 58, landed off of Baja California about 300 miles north of Cabo San Lucas and were greeted by a team of supporters.
Dude, I can't imagine how much that cost in propane.
Albuquerque showing up on the world stage with a hot air balloon. Who
yeah,
knew?
Yeah.
There was an Islamic State video of them beheading a Japanese hostage.
Gosh.
Japan said they will never forgive ISIS. I saw that over the weekend. They said they will never forgive them. Intense situations.
Yeah, a lot of crazy news this weekend.
A lot of crazy
news. Pretty intense.
Speaking of crazy news, my brother-in-law sent me this on Twitter last night.
No.
And I was kind of excited about it. It's kind of crazy. An ex-Power Ranger's been accused in a stabbing death.
You can't be excited about that.
I'm excited because it seems like his fantasy has crossed over into reality.
That's crazy.
Here's why. I guess this dude named Ricardo Medina. Now, he wasn't one of the first Power Rangers. He appeared in 2002. He was a Red Ranger in Power Rangers Wild Force.
I've never
which
even
was,
heard
wait,
of
Wait, Doug, did you watch much after... Did you watch Power Rangers at all? Okay, not really. So, I watched it. I think it came out when I was going into the fifth... Either fourth or fifth grade is when Power Rangers came out. So, that was like... 92,
prime,
93.
Prime slot of your life for such a show.
Yeah. Well, actually, everybody else was getting super cool, and I was the kid still playing with action figures and watching cartoons and
Never
whatnot.
Mind. Okay.
I remember learning what cool meant when I was in fifth grade, and I was not cool. Not cool. Showed all you jerks. Fifth graders. I'll get you. I'll get you back. I'll get you back. Anyway, I watched the first... two or three iterations of Power Rangers and then stopped.
Okay.
Because I entered junior high and I had to quit.
So this wasn't a dude you knew?
No. I've never seen this cat before in my life. But...
it's probably a good thing.
A guy named Joshua Sutter died after Ricardo Medina allegedly stabbed him in the abdomen with a sword.
What?
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said in a press release. Man! That's right. The sword was kept in next to the bedroom door. So just in case you ever go in this guy's bedroom, remember, there's a sword in there.
What is... okay, nope.
It's pretty intense, man. That's an ex-Power Ranger, and he stabbed some guy. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy news out of India. 100 body parts have been found in an Indian police station. That's kind of crazy. The body parts are likely to be at least 20 years old.
Okay.
This coming from CNN. Indian authorities in the northern province of Uttar Pradesh, I don't know, have made a grisly find in one of their police stations. Dozens of human body parts. The discovery was made by contract workers in the city of Unnao, around 60 kilometers southwest of Lucknow. While cleaning a disused part of a city police station late last week, the workers chanced upon sacks filled with human remains in a long-ago locked room.
What happened to the news?
I'll tell you what happened. It got real freaky over the weekend.
It got crazy over the weekend. That's what it is.
Everything changed over the weekend.
We're living in an alternate reality because in real life, Pete Carroll did tell Marshawn Lynch, just run it up the gut.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
beast mode this so we can go home champions.
Guys, I am worried that we have slipped into the darkest timeline.
Great.
I think that somehow the dice has been rolled and we have slipped into another reality.
Because everybody knew that Seattle was supposed to win. That supercomputer.
Everybody knew it.
60% of the time, pick Seattle.
Everybody said that that's what was going to happen. Even that clam.
Yeah.
That clam.
Oh, that's right.
There was an octopus over in another country
totally
that predicted it.
USA.
And now, nope. That clam did. That clam was right.
Clam was totally right.
You don't
right.
mess with that clam.
You don't.
The clam picked the USA.
Wow.
Here's another unhappy incident. An airplane landing without a captain in the cockpit.
I saw this.
That's why aircrafts have co-pilots. On Thursday, a door malfunction locked the captain out of the cockpit on Delta Airlines Flight 1651 from Minneapolis-St. Paul before final approach into McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas.
Imagine, okay, I saw the photos because imagine being a passenger and all of a sudden the pilot is walking around in front of you like, yeah, hey, everybody stay calm.
Stay calm.
Don't worry.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
Truth is, you're right, I'm not in the cockpit. I am not currently flying the plane.
Correct.
However, fully capable. Jeff, fully capable. He's going to do a really good job.
And then Jeff comes over and he's like, Captain, can you remind me which lever is the landing gear? Just if you could knock on the door twice.
Man.
Just knock twice for the one on the left. Well, there's three on the left. Knock twice for the one on the upper left. Three times for the one in the middle left. Four times for the one at the bottom left.
Oh, Lord.
There's five levers on the right. Okay. Can you knock five times?
Everybody stay calm. Jeff has had at least 17 simulated landings in a video game.
Captain, it's me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Captain, I don't know if you can hear me, but I peed my pants. I'm so nervous. I don't know what's... somehow I turned the windshield wipers on. That's not the landing gear. Stewardess, could you please get me... Could you get me some pretzels? I'm freaking out.
Yeah, except she couldn't. The door malfunction locked the pilot out after a bathroom break.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable. I just couldn't imagine being a passenger, seeing the pilot walking around the cabin because he's locked out and they're going to have to land the plane with the other dude. Oh, man.
That's his time to step up to the
time to shine.
Step up to the
Chewbacca
plate.
Chewbacca got a chance.
Chewbacca did it.
He landed it.
Oh, my gosh. Last night, lots of commercials during the Super Bowl. I think the biggest news out of it is that most of the commercials were super morose and sad.
Oh,
and you either wanted to just die there or you wanted to cry there. Two responses.
I can't remember how many times we cried.
It was strange.
It was.
How moving the commercials were this year.
Half of them were about dads.
Yep.
So you just wanted to cry. And moving. They were sad. It was terrible.
That is terrible.
There were just some horrific ones.
I think it was a Nationwide commercial with the kid. We put up a picture of a meme that comes from that. But it's combined with the results of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's kind of funny.
But it was unreal, this commercial, because, you know, it's a little 30-second commercial, and all of a sudden it's like, I would have, whatever it was. What was the commercial even?
It was about this kid, and he was like, I would have grown up and done this and that and this and this and this and that.
But I died.
And then it was like, at Nationwide, we want to help you protect the most important assets you have, your children.
Cute little girl. Hi. Oh, staring blankly at the screen.
I'm dead, too.
I died.
And then it got The Shining kind of creepy.
It got weird,
you know?
Man.
It was like, what? But the funniest thing, the best thing, or not the best thing, one of my favorite things to do during the Super Bowl is to just watch Twitter.
Yeah.
Because reactions immediately.
Yep.
Some of the funniest stuff. Doug, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Some of the funniest stuff.
Yeah.
Just happens immediately after, and it was great. After that commercial, every tweet I saw was like, well, dang.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to watch the Super Bowl anymore. This
it
sucks.
It was so awful.
It was. That one commercial just was like,
there were so many sad commercials, man.
It was devastating.
Yeah, that was
the
theme.
Devastating. In local news, this is coming from KOAT, Channel 7. Dangerous and strange crimes seem to be common at one Northwest Albuquerque home.
Oh, good.
All of a sudden, you heard three shots, boom, 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 really loud. Daughter comes running in the room, so the neighbor's acting crazy again. He's breaking glass and cursing.
That from a neighbor?
This is from the neighbor. Police said a guy named Jason Halverson was running around in just his underwear and pulled out a rifle on officers.
Okay.
That's right. That's what's going on. His parents warned police, saying, you won't be able to handle him alone. Halverson fired four rounds at police. That's not the only strange arrest tied to this arrest. At Candelaria Road near 4th Street, again here in Albuquerque, back in 2011, someone with the same last name, Christopher Halverson, allegedly stole an ambulance. Police said he pushed out the paramedics and eventually wrecked the emergency vehicle. He was arrested completely naked.
Wow.
Neighbors said they just hope the violence stops. I hope he will go away just so we don't have to worry about it anymore because our other neighbors are really amazing. Guy's locked up and he has a crazy bond set at an amazing rate of
money. And he was like, he was quoted as saying, Marshawn! Beast mode!
Do you think he was upset about the Super Bowl?
He was so upset that Pete Carroll... I'm still upset. I'm not even a Seattle fan, and I grieve for, I don't know, the most basic of coaching decisions in the universe.
Really?
One of my favorite tweets last night that I saw was, Hi, I'm Rob Lowe, and I forgot I had Marshawn Lynch on my team, Rob Lowe.
That's good stuff.
I'm just saying.
All right, final news story because we got to move on to birthdays with Doug.
Word.
Thankfully. We all hate telemarketers. I don't know if we hate them.
I was a telemarketer in high school.
You were hated.
For like a day.
You were hated.
Yeah, I cried myself to sleep that night. I did.
Not a lot of fans of telemarketers. Well, coming from CNN, a telemarketer making a sales call from Las Vegas helped to end a domestic violence situation 900 miles away in Oregon.
Whoa!
On Wednesday evening. Camille McElroy of AmeriCare Health and Nutrition placed a call to a woman in Lebanon, Oregon, but instead of a hello, she heard what sounded like a violent struggle on the other end of the line. McElroy alerted her supervisor, Tina Garcia, then her boss, Mario Gonzalez, who is the CEO of AmeriCare. He stepped in, says he was walking around the sales floor and one of his managers asked him to listen to a call and what he heard was very traumatic. They heard a woman screaming for her life and yelling, please don't kill me.
Whoa.
According to a press release from the Linn County, Oregon Sheriff's Office, it got progressively worse. They didn't hang up the phone. Garcia says we were not going to hang up on this young lady. As far as I was concerned, the people in that room, they were the only lifeline. So... he was about to call Las Vegas police, but decided to look up the local Oregon officials. He alerted the Linn County Sheriff's Office, which dispatched personnel to check out the home. When deputies arrived on scene, a female was heard calling for help, while a male voice could be heard saying, quiet.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. They reported seeing 33-year-old Walter Warren John Ruck holding a woman from behind when they entered the home. Ruck let go of the woman, who was crying and grasping for air. And they're not releasing the name of the victim, but this telemarketer saved somebody.
Which is fantastic. I thought maybe it was going to take a turn for the weird, and it was like, oh, it turns out it was a prank. They just didn't want to deal with the telemarketer, because I've heard some weird stories about how you get out of talking to telemarketers.
Wow.
That's incredible. I'm glad they didn't just believe that it was probably a prank.
Yeah.
And chose to act on it.
I think one of the strangest things out of this story is this guy's name. His name is Walter Warren John Ruck.
Great.
That's weird.
Four names.
Do you think that's weird?
Jack has four names.
Jack has four names? Great. It's just funny that they threw the John in there like that.
Yeah.
John, we need another one. Throw it in. Let's take a look at traffic. Police activity in Albuquerque right now. Catherine at San Mateo, it's closed.
No way.
I hope it's not that crazy naked guy again. I think that's a different part of town. Also, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic because we got to move on, y'all.
It's time for birthdays with Doug.
There he is. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Sounds crazy.
It does.
Doug, what's up, man?
Hello.
Doug.
No.
Hello.
No.
There you are.
There we are.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
I'm still depressed for Seattle, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the play call.
Really?
It's more the execution.
I mean, you know that the Patriots knew that they were going to be running it up the gut.
Yeah.
And so they're jamming the middle with defenders, throwing it to the middle of the field. Ah.
I'll show you a picture that was posted online of what Russell Wilson saw in that play. It was just the pass wasn't a good pass. He should have thrown it to the other hip.
Yeah.
From what I read.
Mm.
But today, February 2nd, day 33, there are 332 days remaining in the year. First up this morning, if I can figure out what I'm doing with this computer.
Hey, figure it out, bro.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Oh,
all right, he is an actor. Comedian.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Nope. He was known as Chet Hunter. On Boy Meets World. Harry, the hardware store guy on Home Improvement. He played Slinky the dog in the Toy Story film. He was in The Water Boy, Little Nicky, 50 First Dates.
What is his name?
Joe Dirt in every Adam Sandler movie since then.
I can't remember.
Slinky Dog. Wait. He must have been Slinky Dog later.
Two and three.
He was the second. I give up. I don't know.
He was in Joe Dirt, Home Is Where You Make It.
I can't remember his name.
Home Is Where You Make It.
So, yeah, I got Blake Clark.
Blake Clark.
Doug, will you turn that music down a little bit and your mic up a little bit?
67.
Let's see.
Is that old? That's old.
Yeah, but he's got to be up there, right? 68.
He is 69.
Oh, I almost said that.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper.
Nope, an American model actress. She gained worldwide fame beginning in the late 1970s with three consecutive Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue covers through
Bo Derek.
81. Nope.
Okay, I don't know.
She spent 25 years as the face of CoverGirl.
Cindy Crawford.
Nope.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Christie Brinkley.
Christie Brinkley.
Wow. Okay, so 70s.
John Stamos.
Whoa, no way. That means she's like
old.
60?
61.
61 is correct.
Yeah!
That was a model answer.
I see what you did there.
Thanks. Thank you.
Next up, an American bounty hunter.
Dog.
Yes.
An American
Dwayne
bounty
Chapman.
Hunter.
Gosh. Ugh. I can proudly say I've never seen this show, so...
It sounds crazy.
It's so fake that it's not even funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That whole bounty hunter thing, how is that legal?
I have no idea. That's Boba.
He actually got arrested, like, a couple years ago in Colorado, because he went to Colorado to find, like, some murderer.
Yeah.
And he, like, broke all kinds of laws.
No way!
Yeah. He caught the guy, but he broke, like, four or five laws in the process.
Well...
When you're outside of the law like a bounty hunter,
vigilante.
What else would you expect? I don't know what I would expect. I think he's 70.
He is 62 years old.
Right in the middle.
I knew he was real old, though.
Next up, a British singer-songwriter known for his light tenor voice and his songwriting contributions with the British pop group The Hollies. He was later in the folk rock supergroup Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Crosby.
Nope.
Stills.
Nope.
Nash.
Yeah. Graham Nash.
Gnashing of teeth.
66.
He is 74.
He is 73.
Oh, you were right there.
I was right there. Just like Russell Wilson.
And the final birthday today. A Colombian singer, songwriter, dancer, musician, record producer, choreographer, and model...
J-Lo.
Nope.
Mark Antony.
Nope. She sang the
Shakira.
Theme song for the World Cup. Yes, Shakira.
It's Shakira.
You love Shakira.
Stop it.
You love her so much.
Stop it.
Steve-O
right
told
now.
Me when Shakira was on The Voice or whatever that she was his favorite coach.
Stop it.
He was like, man, she is the best. She inspires people. She can sing
bad
the best.
For anybody who got on her team. Because you see other voice coaches, and they're like trying to, all right, I want you to sing it like this. No, try this. And she's like,
like, how was she?
Oh, man. She was Shakira. That's how she does.
What did
she
say?
It's like, no. You project more. You're like, no! Like, that's how she just yells, and it sounds like, little more.
And you know everybody on Team Shakira's, like, the producers made them choose Team Shakira. Because they were all sitting there going...
They're like, all right, hey, you have Spanish heritage. Pretend like she is your inspiration for life.
What we don't see on The Voice is when they're looking over at the side stage and the producers are going, you pick Shakira.
You pick Shakira.
Pick Shakira, you're off the show. Pick her.
Oh, man. Shakira is 40.
Shakira is 38.
Shakira is 38 years old today.
Yes!
Woo!
Guys, I'm
nicely
killing
done.
It.
It's because she's your favorite.
2012.
Little did you know.
Super Bowl. No, I only know the ages of my enemies.
Oh, okay.
Least favorites.
Moving on to dates. On this day in what year, New Amsterdam becomes a city later called New York City?
Oh, wow.
Start spreading the news.
Well, Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York took place in 1997.
Let's see here.
I want to be.
Nah, I'm wrong on that. I think it was 2003.
New York.
Oh, man. So, I'm going to say this was when it became New Amsterdam?
Yep.
1641.
I'm going to say 1653.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
That's stupid. Yeah. I should get that one.
Oh, man. On this day in what year, Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ends the Mexican War. U.S. acquires Texas, California, New Mexico, and Arizona for $15 million.
Amen. Wait, was this the Louisiana?
I thought Texas was always independent or something. All the Texas friends I have are like, man, we always been independent.
Remember the
it was Texas. It was Texas, California. So whatever that means.
My love was deep for this Mexican maid. I was in love, but in vain.
17. Wait. One night a while. I don't know. I'm going to say 1807.
No. Come on. I don't know either.
1744. 1843.
Ah!
On this day in what year, baseball's National League forms with teams in Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis.
1892.
Baseball. Oh, man.
On this day in what year, Al Capone was sent to prison.
Nice.
Al Capone.
19. Gangster era. 56.
Prohibition. 1948.
1932.
Ah.
On this day in what year?
Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly's last performance.
Oh, dude. He's from Lubbock, Texas, my birthplace. Dang it. The day the music died.
Well, but this was before that.
Right, but this was his final performance.
So the day before that, probably.
So,
Peggy Sue.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I'm trying to think of the song, and I can't think if there's a date. It was like, long, long time ago.
Man, that's one of the best Madonna songs ever. Such a good Madonna song.
1961. I don't remember.
No. 1953.
1959. Dang it!
On this day in what year, the G.I. Joe debuts.
1979.
Okay. Are you talking about the doll?
The actual action figure.
Oh.
1962. 1964.
Oh, man, you were right there.
On this day in what year, Late Night with David Letterman premieres on NBC.
Ooh. 1983.
1986. 1982.
Oh.
Dang. And the final date, on this day in what year, the IRS and Willie Nelson settle on $9 million tax bill.
That's good.
Whoa.
That's good.
He owed $16.7
million. Whoa, dude, Willie Nelson.
He don't care,
man.
You know where his money's going.
Wow. Yeah, it's true.
Charity.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking, Doug. 2001.
Love you.
2008.
1992.
Oh, that was good stuff, Doug.
The number one song for today.
That was the funniest thing.
Charity.
Oh. Crocodile Rock.
Ah. I'm like, what is this? Oh, man.
I remember when Rock was young.
So he sounds like he's 12.
Dancing had so much fun.
So this was
and he's singing about a girl.
Elton John. Oh.
Wow.
And a place of my own. So this was obviously a long time
early
ago.
Career. Crocodile Rock.
Why the kids
rock and
1976.
Oh, when your feet just can't keep still.
1973 is correct.
Yeah, my gosh.
Oh, so much power.
Today is Crepe Day. It's Groundhog Day, it's Hedgehog Day, it's Marmot Day, and it's Sled Dog Day.
Hedgehog Day,
and
really?
It's Groundhog Day, yo.
It's Groundhog Day, but Hedgehog Day, really?
And Marmot Day.
Marmot?
They just felt bad for all these other little vermin.
Varmints. It's Varmint Day.
It is day after the Super Bowl. We got to talk about everybody's predictions.
Yeah.
The computer was wrong. The sea turtle...
was
the psychic
wrong.
Dog.
The clam was correct.
The clam was correct. One penguin. Do you remember how there was like a zoo full of penguins that guessed an ah penguin?
Oh, he's probably the worst today.
Oh, he is the worst.
That penguin.
Jerk
man.
Penguin. Because you know he's just like, psh, all you idiots.
He's like, I got you guys. He's walking around going,
hump day. All right, day. We got you, Todd. I know. Just because you slipped,
yeah.
You didn't pick New England. You fell on that little cube of ice that they showed New England on. We all were picking Seattle together, and then you went and had to be different.
Yep.
Ugh, Todd.
Go against the flow, kids.
Gosh. We're going to be talking with our friend Steven, who is that guy? Todd. One of two people of our crew who picked
right.
New England. He even picked the score.
Ooh. Very
specific. We're going to talk to him because he's been bragging since yesterday.
It's true.
So we're going to have him on the show so he can have his moment.
Oh.
We'll re-air the audio.
How are we going to give Steven from Amberland another moment?
Oh, dude. That's coming up soon. Stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Yeah.
What?
Let me refresh this.
Okay.
Alright, guys, still reporting police activity. It's closed, Catherine at San Mateo. I'll text my buddy Matt and see if he's got an update. I don't know if he's working. No, he's off today. Also, we've got road construction, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. No accidents or anything to report right now. You can call us if you see something you feel like it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Dude. I am... excited.
I am too.
Our good friend Steven. Steven Christian from Amberland.
Yep.
We were calling a bunch of our friends the last couple weeks trying to get a vibe.
Yeah.
For the Super Bowl. There were a lot of predictions.
There were.
According to a supercomputer. They ran 50,000 times. They picked Seattle 60% of the time.
Woo!
Gabby the sea turtle was, I think, the only animal that predicted New England. We had the psychic dog, Winston. They said Seattle. Bunch of penguins said Seattle. Our boy Steven called me. He called me, like, as time expired.
We were all sitting there, and then I looked up, and Steve-O was on the phone.
Because not only did he say... who was going to win? He said the score.
Yeah, he did.
28-24. So he, of course, had to call bragging rights to talk about how he was a prophet. So we have to call him.
Gosh.
He's already called like multiple times.
He has.
To make sure that we're calling him today.
He wants
to. So that he can tell the people.
He's got to have his moment.
He does. He needs it. He needs it.
Let's see. Now he won't answer.
Calling Stephen Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, hi. Prophet?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm called. I think I'm called by God.
Hey, what am I doing right now?
Called by God.
Wait. Hang on.
Called by God.
I'm really thinking, I feel like one of you two, I'm not sure which one, lost a chicken yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
He's a prophet.
Wait.
I'm getting a vision. It's in a hawk's belly right now.
He's such a jerk.
It's crying out, dear Jesus, I cannot believe you gave me a horrible chicken owner. So I don't know which one of the two of you it is.
I think it's Steve-O.
Hatred.
Steve-O. Steve-O, okay.
You're humble about this victory.
Man. In no way, shape, or form.
So here's the deal. If you're just joining us, our friend Stephen Christian from Amberlin was one of two people.
Two.
Mitch was the only other one. And Mitch didn't go so bold.
Three.
Oh, sorry. Three. Our buddy Kuhn as well.
Yes.
She didn't go so far as to pick the score. She just said she's going for Seattle, but she believes New England's going to win. That was as far as she got. Ooh. Now you, sir. What? You know what? We should just play the tape, because I actually found the audio from last Monday. Let's just... All right. We'll play the tape, and then we're going to discuss this, sir.
Okay.
It's kind of creepy. So here we go. All right. Then that gets us to the real question we've been asking everybody. We're putting it down on the board. We have a real official board. We need your pick for the Super Bowl and the final score of this year's 2015 Super Bowl.
Oh,
what you got?
Man. That
is
brutal.
This is real.
Okay, for real, this is real. Okay, real quick, because I do not know. Is Richard Sherman's arm okay?
Alleged he's going to play. Doug, producer
he's
Doug?
Gonna play.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's going to play. So, okay.
He's already been running his mouth. We know his mouth works, because he's already been running all weekend.
Of course, so. Yes. Yeah, that works. That works. And then Marshawn Lynch, this is a contract year for him.
Yep.
So, man, he's got to look good. Shoot. Man, that is a gosh. Okay, so I have to go fast. I'm going to have to go ahead, and I'm going to say Seattle Seahawks, and I'm going to do 28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
All right. Wait.
28-24
Seattle Seahawks.
Profit.
Dang it.
Profit.
Wait. Profit.
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 Something's off.
Hold on. I don't know if I heard that correctly, so hold on just a sec. I want to hear that again.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
He's got this 28-24
isolated. 28-24 Seattle
Seahawks. 28-20. Oh, wait, let me.
Man.
Hold on, Stephen. Don't say a word. Profit. Don't say a
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
I want to relish this moment. Hold on. Let me replay that one more time.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
That's weird, because I swear you said Seattle Seahawks. I swear.
Listen, that's why we podcast stuff.
Kids, listen. That's why pride goes before a fall. Right there. That is living proof. Okay? Got all cocky, you know.
You freaking called me, like, as time expired. And I even tried to go.
I was so sure.
Dude, are you sure you didn't say Seattle? No. Oh, no. I said New England. I said, you better call me. And I said,
Steven, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Are you sure? Hold on.
I was so sure.
Let's just go to the official tape again. Hold on. I just want to.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
That's weird.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
I want you to know,
it sounds like it says 28-24 Seattle Seahawks. I could be wrong.
We're never gonna not have this.
By the way, this is now your ringtone. So when you call me, this is your ringtone.
Gosh.
So I just want to one more. Let's say one more.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
That's right. Okay. Cool. All right.
Listen, I didn't know Pete Carroll was such a moron. Like I was just speaking in faith, thinking that any coach in his right mind on the 2-yard line would take the arguably the best running back into the end zone.
I know,
I was speaking as if the guy was not on some kind of a drug.
Yes, You know, the best part is, like, for the second half of the game, I was freaking out because my pick was the Seattle Seahawks. I had it 24-21, and it was like, nobody score. No, I'm 5 minutes away from destroying everybody with words because I was right there with you. I believed I had it because I thought I was
going to have
it. I know.
Man.
So,
Coon's prediction was probably closest because he had 27-21 Patriots.
Yeah. But enough about people who are right. Let's talk about our one friend. Let's see.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
That's right. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Still says Seattle Seahawks.
Steven, I just want you to know how happy Steve-O's been.
Since last night.
Dude, I hung up with you and immediately jumped on our website and downloaded the podcast from Monday's show. And peed a little when I found out. But I was like, I'm not telling him until we're on the air. Yep. Until we're on the air.
Man. It's pretty good.
Leave it for the air. Oh, man. Well, all right, guys. Thanks for just starting on my day like this. You know. First I lose my band.
No, hey,
and then I lose my... I don't care. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. Good times. Well,
oh, man. You didn't lose your band. I know where they are. They're all, like, doing other things now.
Yeah. Listen. At least I got the... Didn't I get the score right, though?
You said
50%.
Yeah, 28-24.
You get an honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Yes. Thank you.
So, I get this. Hey, I had Seattle correctly because I said 24-21 Seattle, so I knew Seattle was going to score 24 points. I just didn't know.
Did you hear one of the commentators last night? The guy, well, I think he was like a wide receiver in the NFL.
Chris Collinsworth. Yeah, I have the audio. Here, let's go to it.
28-24 Seattle Seahawks.
Wait, that's not it. The right audio. Not the right audio. I think that's a different
Oh man. Anyway, I did you ever hear say coverage people?
No.
Like what is that term? I've never heard coverage people. He kept saying it.
I have no idea.
So, I was like, maybe it's politically correct. Maybe they want to be known as like people of coverage.
Was it the end of the game? At the end of the game, I missed the very end when they were doing like trophy handouts and everything. Because
one of my dearest friends called me
right at the end of the game, and so I missed the trophy presentation. I don't even know who was MVP because I had this. I had a friend who's my MVP friend who I just like was a prophet and knew. And we had to call him. So I guess I missed that part.
Yeah, you probably did. Oh, what a jerk. Man. I was right. I was walking around like a
just elated cloud nine.
I'm gonna send you that audio if you want.
You should, please, because I'm gonna immediately delete it.
Dude, hey, you know what? I don't want to rub it in too much because the Super Bowl was already sad enough between the commercials and everything, the turmoil of you almost being a prophet, that just...
Jeez.
It's just too much.
I was so close.
You really were.
I was having my own, like, televangelist show. I was, like, within one name of, like, literally just, raking in the million. Fuck on it.
But how much more upset would you have been if you had actually predicted the score correctly and didn't put any money on it?
Well, that's gambling, and since I'm a Christian,
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Where does humility fall in with being
a Christian? I may not be a prophet, but I am for sure self-righteous. So you leave that to me.
Amen.
You give me that.
I'll give it to you.
You have no audio on that.
Oh, man. Oh, amazing.
Well, we do now.
Yeah.
Touché, my friend. Oh, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
I have a feeling I'm going to have to hear it one more time before we hang up on it.
You know what? I already pulled it.
Sweetheart of a man.
You know, that's how I do, man. My friends are just...
That was good stuff.
That was good.
I'm glad I got to be awesome. A part of all that. It was fun to watch that. Listen to it.
Did you have a feeling like when we started playing the audio, you started talking Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch that maybe?
Yeah, no. As soon as I pulled up, I was like, shoot, because I remember literally thinking, because Christian's favorite team is the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
I remember thinking, if I pick the Patriots, I know this is going to get back to Christian. I just know it. And so then I was like, oh no, did I say the Seahawks? I did.
You're the man.
That's just amazing. See what I'm saying? You're always looking out for other people's feelings. You know, that's me. They don't call me SRS for nothing. Self-righteous Steven for nothing. So.
That's how he signs all his emails. SRS.
SRS. I'm changing you in my phone to SRS as my contact, and then obviously you already know your ringtone, so yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. So all right.
It'll only be that way till like 2035.
I still think you're a prophet. Yeah, I do.
Well, you guys have a good morning to your friend's expense.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, did I say friend? I meant just an acquaintance.
Oh, just acquaintance at this point. It's really,
I mean, you got to build yourself up to.
I don't know, man.
That's
true.
Acquaintance. It just seems like acquaintances wouldn't call you seven
Steven,
times.
Steven, when
in
the is the end times going to be?
Do you really want to know? It was in 1988. You
missed that. It. I knew it.
I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. Oh man, terrible!
What an idiot!
I knew it.
Well,
dude. You're the greatest. You're the greatest.
Guys, I appreciate it. And I'm going to go and... Yeah, that's it.
Thanks
that's all
for
I got
this
for.
Walking lesson in humility. You're
Amen.
The king.
It is. King. It really isn't.
You're taking it like a champion.
Yeah, I you know...
Unlike Seattle. who are not the national champions. I don't know if you knew that. So... Yeah, so close.
Oh man,
your prediction was like Pete Carroll. It was like it was right there. If you had
right
just,
there,
if you had just
could've
said
had
run instead of pass, I mean that was it. That was it. One word off.
I mean
one word off.
I cannot. I mean, is he gonna get fired? Because that would be awesome.
He even said in an interview yesterday that it was totally on him because he wanted to pass it on second down and then run it on third and fourth down if they did not complete it. And I just don't, dude. I'm still like hurting for Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
it just kills me because you know everybody knew.
Yep.
Everybody knew.
Yep.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why he wanted to do something different. I don't know.
Okay, and going along with the whole, you know, pride before a fall thing.
Yeah,
I must admit that there was a little bit in me that was a little excited to see Richard Sherman's face like just to watch it and like they passed it and Richard Sherman just looked so befuddled.
Yeah,
and then that was great. There's like tons of memes going around. Yeah. It was funny.
Gosh.
Oh man, crazy.
I know. All right.
Oh well,
Stephen.
Poor
before
Pete
you
Carroll.
Go, what was your
yes,
favorite
sir.
Commercial?
Ooh, favorite commercial.
You know what? I kind of tuned out because if you noticed, they were all about, like, dads. And I'm like,
yeah.
why are we... Oh,
yes.
I don't want to cry. Like, I literally, like, just don't want to cry anymore.
It was intense,
like, just
man.
Please stop.
Okay, so
you
not
know, and,
favorite. What was the one that made you cry the most? Because I cried, like, six times.
Yeah. It was like you know, one of those, like, Lifetime movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
really
whole
was.
Commercial. And then it's just like... Dads, hold your daughters in tears because, good Lord, they're going to be leaving the house. Toyota! Like,
yeah.
What? How does that even... Where's the correlation?
Right.
Are you hungry? You want it? Well, then try a vacation to Italy. What? Where are we... hungry?
Yeah.
I'm vacation. How does that even work together? I have no idea. There was moments where I was like watching commercials. I was like, are they going to get to an ad or are we just like going to watch a stop story?
Right.
It's
right.
True.
Yeah. People
you know?
Are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh,
man. There was a house party. The girls coming out, mascara's running. I'm like, good Lord, what are you trying to insinuate
right
there? Like,
right. It was
that
crazy.
Was really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little
okay,
much.
I do remember one that was kind of funny was the one with Jerry Rice. It was like the first round draft pick,
yes.
Like first ever.
Yeah.
That was, I think that was my favorite. That was
there
freaking
go.
Funny.
There were a couple.
And Mexico takes avocado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why the funny one stood out because everybody else
yeah.
was like, we're going different. We're going sad.
We're
and
going
then
sad.
Everyone had that idea. And so
yeah.
all three
yeah.
funny commercials, the 4 hours we watched.
Mm.
So, yeah.
You never go full sad at the Super Bowl.
You can't go full sad.
And they
sad.
Did last night.
Yeah.
They went
yeah.
they
full
did.
Sad.
So,
you know,
oh, man.
At first I was thinking, man, oh, Roger Goodell, he's probably like trying to like, you know, hey, let's get a few more like family commercials. And then I realized it had nothing to do with Roger Goodell. Or maybe it did, because there was literally no women in any of them.
Right.
It was
they were
like
all dads.
Fathers and little... Yeah, they were just like, you know, oh, let's promote families, but not women. Not so much
but
women.
Not the ladies, just dads. Just dads.
Just dads.
A lot
make
of dad commercials.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Amazing.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just a whirlwind of a morning.
Do you think Tom Brady cares that he won a Super Bowl? Do you really think he cares? Or is he kind of like that?
Yeah, he's in elite company now, man.
He broke the record.
Gosh, yeah. What, one of three? Yeah.
That is crazy to think that, like, what Joe Montana was for us is going to be, you know, Tom Brady for, like, our kids.
Yep.
That's a really weird thinking, you know, logic, you know?
Great. That's crazy. True. Because I don't, weird. Thanks, man. Thanks for blowing my mind.
Sure.
Prophet.
You
ever,
got it.
Ever the prophet, man. Ever the prophet.
I know. Hey, I even called Katy Perry's hair correctly.
You actually did.
Yeah, you did.
I did listen to the audio. There were a few things you got right.
Thank you. I know.
That was
I
good.
Know.
But we couldn't focus on what you got right. We had to dwell on the negatives.
Yeah, we're Christians.
you don't celebrate the small victories. You destroy them for the end because that's what matters.
That's right.
So no small victories here. Amazing.
Oh, man. Oh, unbelievable. Well, guys, have a good morning. And just know that Jesus is coming back in 2017.
Oh, good. I like that. That's a good prediction. That's good.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm just going to leave it open to any time that year.
All right, any day, any time. You might
because God said, you know, like, you don't have to know the hour of the day. And that's fair enough.
I know the year. I've got it.
He didn't say anything about that in the scripture.
Which is perfect, because we'll have seen episode 7, so I'm okay.
Mm.
Unless it's like a cliffhanger. Oh, you know. You know? All right. Steven, thanks,
all right.
Man.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Have a
you
great
got
day,
it.
Dude.
All right. Have a good morning.
All right, bye.
All right.
I love that man.
Wow. That was inspiring. And that, kids, is why you always record yourself saying everything you say.
And then play it back before calling your friends and
that's
bragging.
Right. Don't ever brag unless you've heard the recording.
Probably my favorite moment.
That's good stuff.
Thus far.
That's really good stuff.
On the morning show ever.
That's funny.
Literally, like, the Super Bowl, the time expired.
Yeah, it wasn't even
like,
over yet.
Yeah, like, the
there
interception happened.
Yeah.
And my phone blew up.
I think there were like 18 seconds left, or 12 seconds. And Steve-O was getting up off the couch. And it was Steven getting a call. Speaking of a call.
Oh, man.
Oh, Doug.
505-338-3700. The phone number. It's 505-338-3700. Let's go to the phone line. Static.
Hey, what's going on? And how you doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. Can't complain.
Dude, I had to chime in and just say, you know, like, I couldn't believe that rookie Malcolm Butler's catch, dude, was just...
Dude!
I'm telling you, after that pass, the Patriots were not going to let that happen to him again.
Dude,
I just
couldn't believe it. It was, like, predestined. With that catch, you knew that Seattle had to win, that God cared about the outcome, because that was a miracle.
But you gotta remember, too, like, what people forget is, like, of course he was going to pass it. He was first in goal, dude. They were going to pass it because his ego is bigger than the team.
Yeah.
He had to pass it. And the coach, it was going to happen, dude. He was going to pass it. But I'm telling you, that rookie, dude, he read that play like they knew it was coming. Like they knew they were going to pass it.
Man.
Oh, dude, it was just awesome. That whole game, though, I got to give it up because it's very rare that you see a game that competitive in football and especially in Super Bowl.
Right.
It's sick, dude, that whole game. So, like, the Seahawks did a great job, too, man.
Yeah, agreed.
That was competitive,
fantastic,
dude. Well, you
fantastic.
Guys have a good one, man. Just
you
wanted
too.
To chime in.
All right.
And I'm going to say, I told you so. I told you the Pats were going to win.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for
later. Okay, so before we go, when we come back, now we've got Steven talking about how he was a prophet, and everybody's like, I did this. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that actually totally predicted the Super Bowl.
Really?
Correctly.
Okay.
Like, nailed it.
All right.
That's what we're going to do.
Amazing. Quick break, coming back with that. It's a Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Ayo! Let's check it out. Uh-oh. Looks like we got some activity on Paseo, that an accident has been reported at Paseo and 2nd Street. So if this is part of your morning commute, you might want to figure something out. Maybe go down to Montaño or go up to Alameda or something. Could be quite the headache, we don't know yet. Also, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. We got a bit of congestion around 40 East and 8th Street.
down to about 30 miles an hour. I don't know if there's an accident or what. Anyway, pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Is this Zelda?
Tetris.
Tetris.
We've had a lot of talk about the Super Bowl today. Rightly so. An incredible game.
Yes.
In fact, ratings through the roof. Historically so. Record-breaking ratings.
Yeah.
Deservedly so, in my opinion. I thought it was an incredible game.
Yeah, I was about to say
game.
Rightfully so. Man. It was a good game.
So, really enjoyed that. We had our friend Stephen Christian from Amberlin.
Yep.
R.I.P. on the show this morning.
Not Stephen, the band.
The band.
Stephen is alive.
Gosh, if you missed that, you got to podcast it. It was great. He believed he had rightly predicted the Super Bowl. He got the score right. That was pretty impressive.
He totally had the score right.
He had it half right.
He had the score exactly right.
We talked about some different simulators that predicted the Super Bowl. The Predictilator had the Seahawks. They said they are simply the team more capable of dominating. They believe they would win. You looked at different predictions from Winston, the psychic dog, not so psychic. He predicted Seattle. Gabby, the sea turtle down in Myrtle Beach, predicted correctly New England. We saw some penguins in Galveston, Texas. Most of them said Seattle. One lone penguin stood out from the rest and said, I pick New England.
Oh.
Yes.
And that penguin is now a hero. Penguin.
He is a hero.
Penguin.
Penguin?
The penguin is now a hero.
Penguin. Penguin.
Is it okay if I just say penguin?
Sure.
Is it that cute, guys? Can I just... Doug, can I keep penguin?
You say it.
Can I keep penguin?
It's cute. Say however you want.
All right, I will, buddy.
But anyways, you found...
So anyway, well, Doug, actually. Doug, the mysterious producer of magic and glory.
Yes.
He found a story. That rhymed.
I like that.
It's not gory. And it's also not allegory. That counts.
Okay.
It doesn't count. Anyway, like Steve-O was saying, we have all these different mystical prophecies. And our prophet friend Stephen, we got a sea turtle, we had a clam. But there was one prophet... That actually predicted the score correctly against all odds and nailed it. Nailed the correct team.
Predicted it perfectly.
Nailed the score. Who was it or what was it? Let's find out. Someone might want to check the offices of EA Sports for a time machine. EA Sports. Last week, the game maker simulated Super Bowl 49 using their latest Madden video game, just as they've done every year. For more than a decade, but this time they nailed it. They actually really nailed it.
And it was kind of creepy.
Yeah, more than kind of creepy. It was incredibly creepy. Not only did Madden NFL 15 accurately predict that the New England Patriots would mount a last-minute comeback to defeat the Seattle Seahawks by a score of 28-24, it even foresaw Tom Brady's fourth-quarter game-winning pass to Julian Edelman.
Wow!
And that was just the tip of the... prognostication iceberg.
Wow.
Kudos to me for being able to pronounce prognostication.
Yes, good. I like that.
This early in the morning. Thank you, Doug. Leave my trophy on the desk. Madden predicted New England would score first in the game. It predicted Tom Brady would take home the MVP trophy. It was 27 yards off Brady's total passing yardage. 355 versus 328.
Wow.
It got his total touchdowns for... It was only 3 yards and one catch away from perfectly calling Julian Edelman's entire game.
Dang, dude!
The incredible accuracy of this year's simulation more than makes up for last year when Madden completely blew the call.
Yeah.
It favored the Broncos over the Seahawks in a 31-28 victory, a 38-point swing from Seattle's real-life 43-8 win.
Gosh, that was the worst.
About the only thing it didn't foresee was Seattle's boneheaded decision to pass to Ricardo Lockett instead of feeding the beast and letting Marshawn Lynch try rumbling over the goal line. That and the dancing sharks, which were actually predicted by Back to the Future.
Which was crazy.
Did you see that picture?
I did.
Incredible. As foretold in the prophecy.
Yeah.
I found another thing. Side note. Apparently that shark was on that app Tinder, and somebody posted the conversation between him and this girl. Hilarious. She's like, so are you actually going to be on stage? And he's like, yeah, I'm technically cast prop number one. And she's like, what does that mean? He was like, I'm a shark. You'll see it. Trust me. And she goes, okay, I'll look for you. And now he is internet history. A hero. Dude, you were rocking like the shark dance moves.
Man,
yesterday.
I could have been that shark. Dude, I used to pretend like I was a shark 3 weeks ago. I totally could have nailed it. Why didn't they call me?
I don't know.
It's okay. Credit where credit is due. It has to go to Madden. In the 12 years EA has been using Madden to predict Super Bowls, it's run up an impressive 9-3 record for correct calls. Before Sunday night, its closest call came in 2009 when it was within 1 point of the final score of Super Bowl XL3. Which one is that? XL3.
XL3 would be, what, 43?
XLIII.
Yes.
43. And predicted the exact yardage of Steelers receiver San Antonio Holmes.
San Antonio.
We have a list of how the game's fared over the years here. Wow.
Madden's done a pretty good job.
But this year, they nailed it. Almost
That's
like
creepy.
Down to the minutiae. The minutiae of the game.
Does that mean the game is evolving? Video games are getting better?
Or whoever scripted it just got to Madden first. That's I really appreciated the third act when the reveal happened, you know? And like we had that funny little thing, the unpredictability of it. The quote unpredictability of it.
I missed the third act.
Why did you miss the third act, Steve-O?
I missed the third act because I was roaming the streets looking for a chicken.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, do you think... Okay. Do you think they're scripted?
No, dude. It's the NFL.
I know.
No.
Do you think it's scripted?
Absolutely not.
It's the NFL, Steve-O.
Yes. I do not think it was scripted. I think there are real athletes who are actually performing, but there are a lot of conspiracy theorists. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What was your favorite part about the Super Bowl? Was it the game, the commercials, which were depressing?
Oh.
Maybe it was the fact that you waited the whole game for the Jurassic World trailer only to find out that it was in pregame and you missed it.
Yeah.
That was us.
I watched it on the internet in the bathroom.
Oh.
It was great.
We tried to wait. We tried to see what was happening.
I went in Steve-O's bathroom, turned off the light, shut the door, locked it, and watched the Jurassic
he
World
really
trailer
did.
By myself.
He
and then
really
came
did.
Out going, "It's going to be awesome!"
Yeah.
I was screaming.
And I was like, "No, no, I'll wait, man. We're going to see it. We're going to see it." Never mind the fact that I missed the third quarter.
Yeah.
My wife, my lovely, lovely bride, who always gets what she wants, wanted chickens. So for her birthday this year, bought a coop, built her a coop, got her a little area, said, "Hey, this is going to be your chicken area." Yesterday, I even went so far as to pick up some chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I got chickens, buddy.
He did.
Three chickens to be exact.
Them.
I got three chickens in my backyard.
He does, man. That's real cool. He's got like a petting zoo back there.
My dog, his name's Indiana Jones. He's a hound, so it's going to be interesting trying to keep him away from them chickens.
Man, he's a good old dog, man. Just the best friend everybody sees.
Oh, so good.
Trust him real good.
Did I mention I missed the third quarter because I was combing the streets looking for a stupid chicken?
Dang, dude. That's no good.
Apparently, you got to clip their wings regularly because they have the capacity to fly.
They can fly a little
bit.
Yeah, they actually can. They have a little bit of lift off.
Yeah.
To those
and so,
chickens.
Little did I know, I got two white chickens and a black chicken, and the black one flew the coop. Literally. Literally. Jumped the fence and was like, "I'm out!" And so I spent the third quarter combing the streets with a flashlight looking for... Did I mention it was black? It was a black chicken roaming the streets at night in the dark, looking like a creep in the neighbor's bushes.
Just a ghost chicken.
Trying to find the chicken. So
I'm proud of you, though, because you went out there and you looked for it. You took responsibility over that little animal that you hate so much.
Yeah.
And you didn't find it, but that's fine.
I did not. And then there were two.
That's right.
And then there were two.
Indiana prowls at the fence, waiting for his opportunity.
Yeah, so if that chicken is any indication of the experiment that is my life with chickens,
yep.
It's going to be short-lived.
Man, the more I think about it, the more I appreciate the halftime show.
Mm.
Now, you did get to see that.
I did get to see the halftime show.
You did get to see the halftime show. And contrary to what most... hyper-conservative bloggers were saying,
yes,
evil did not ascend upon the earth during the halftime show.
Yeah. It didn't happen.
It didn't. In fact, Katy Perry was dressed pretty modestly.
She was.
Comparatively. Especially
right.
Compared to some of the outfits we've seen in the halftime show over the past few years.
I'm not even going to lie. My favorite part was when Missy Elliott came out. I lost my mind.
That was pretty awesome.
And then I felt like...
like a champion slash a little weird that I seriously still remembered every word to get your freak on.
Get freak on. You know what? She didn't play. Did she play I Can't Stand the Rain?
Nope.
I can't stand the rain.
Oh, man. It's my window.
Man, that Katy Perry, she's going to give this Missy Elliott girl a career. I'm pretty... Doug, what do you think?
How many people you think
got
had no idea who she was?
I would say most everyone under the age of 22.
They were like, oh, it's the dude from the Hunger Games. I didn't know he played guitar. Dude from the Hunger Games was there last night. Some new rapper we've never heard of.
Oh, so many jokes about the girl on fire and Senna being on stage together because she had on the fire dress.
I totally didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Amazing. So,
cool.
Yeah, Super Bowl took place yesterday. Best of, worst of, we want to know your thoughts, your opinions. What was your favorite part? Mine was definitely not all of the commercials that made me just want to go hug my kids and cry ourselves to sleep.
There were so many just polarizing things about the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it wasn't the way that you would think, because I guess with these big media events, you always expect to walk out going, gosh, should we have let the kids watch that? But this year it wasn't. The only thing in that instance was the freaking death commercial from Nationwide and then the fight at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, classless.
Yes.
I understand getting super frustrated, though. So
but still,
it's
man.
It's not WWE.
Yeah.
Except for the script.
We got to talk a little bit more about that coming up. We'll also talk about the Super Bowl ads grading the best and the worst of the big game. Yahoo did it entirely.
That's right.
And we want to know what you thought. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We'll talk more about the halftime show, the big game.
Yeah.
The best, the worst.
Do it.
Or maybe you didn't even watch.
Yeah, get
What'd
to our Facebook.
Instead?
Tell us what you did. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Watching some commercials and whatnot.
It's all right. Guys, we have an accident at Louisiana Boulevard and Bell Avenue. Also, a bit of congestion on 25 southbound around Pan American and Osuna. It's down to about 20 miles an hour. Watch out for that. We got long-term road construction. San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's all I'm seeing on our map. So that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. The phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. It is the day after the Super Bowl. Did you watch?
I did.
I know you did.
Oh. I just didn't.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get there, tell us your favorite part, or what you did instead. I know our boy Clay Schroff, he was out like tubing yesterday. They're like, we're going down the mountain.
Yeah, for real. I saw a few people on Facebook that said they're like, no, I guess I'm not an American. I didn't care anything about the Super Bowl.
Well, believe it or not, let's see. There's actually a game.
Yeah?
Called Last Man.
Yes.
Every year, a group of sports fans, you know, scatter across the world to watch the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
And then there are those who do not. They call themselves Last Man.
Yeah.
The goal is simple. You are to be the last man in America to find out who won the Super Bowl and the final score.
Mm.
This is so weird to me. I want to play like creepy music. To me, it's just like, it's just weird.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Jaws.
So here are the rules of the game. Okay. The object of the game is to avoid for as long as possible learning A, the winner, Ooh. And B, the final score of the Super Bowl. This data is called
the knowledge.
How can you get around it, though? It's all over everywhere. We're talking about it.
Right, see, because the second rule is don't flee the country. Leaving America means immediate disqualification.
Okay.
Rule three, you always have to play honestly. Rule four, if you receive information that might constitute
the knowledge.
The knowledge. But you're not certain, and, you know, I if somebody's, like, messing with you by telling you the false winner or the score, you can opt not to believe the uncertain information and keep playing. However, if it turns out that the uncertain information was correct, the game's endpoint is retroactive to when
the knowledge
was in fact known.
I don't know about that.
Rule five, nobody ever wins. It's a game you play against yourself, so it always ends in a loss eventually.
Okay.
So apparently you can hashtag last man on social media.
Yeah, but
people sharing their avoidance of the knowledge.
Yeah, but see, that makes me not trust it, because if you're going on social media to post a hashtag, more than likely you're going to see the knowledge.
Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you unfollow. I follow sports people. I follow a sports center or ESPN.
That's how unpredictable it is, though. You don't even need to follow a sports commentator or sports anything.
That's how you lose the game.
You can follow your friend from Iuka, Mississippi, and they've posted about it.
Oh, man, can't believe it. Seattle lost 24-28. New England, the winner. I just lost for you, last man. Anybody listening right now? That is the real score.
Dang it.
That's a real game.
That's a fun game.
I seriously felt like yesterday there were people on social media that were posting what they were doing instead. And I was like, man, are you doing that, like, on purpose? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, some people, that's the only stand they can take.
I've watched it my whole life.
Give us a call. Tell us what you did. 505-338-3700. Did you watch the game? Did you enjoy the game? Did you avoid the game?
I know our boy Levi went swinging instead. Went on a date with this lady. Very cool.
Swinging?
Yeah, they went to the swings. Swing sets, you know? They
like
went swinging.
In a park?
Yeah. They're swinging. Yeah.
That's
didn't need
fine.
To see the game.
That's acceptable. That's
but for
date.
Most of America, they saw it. Historic ratings.
Historic.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Highest overnight rating in Super Bowl history. 4% rise from last year's.
Wow.
Yeah. They drew a 49.7 / 72 for NBC and the NFL. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. I don't know the ratings thing, man. You
Does
gotta
that mean
talk
that,
to somebody
like,
else about
49%
that.
Of the world was watching?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see what people have to say on Facebook over here.
Okay, cool. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
So our question of the day, well, it finally happened. Super Bowl 2015 is come and gone. What was your favorite part? The game? The commercials? The halftime show? The shark? Tell us. Casey says, the only commercial she liked was the Loctite Super Glue. Which one was that one? I was trying to remember.
That was the one with the fanny packs.
Do I remember that one?
They were dancing.
Oh, with the dog and everything? And
No. That was a,
that was a Mountain Dew
I
one.
Am a marketing person's dream, because I was like, no, that was Kickstart, the Mountain Dew.
Oh, gosh. Doug, what was the Loctite commercial?
The Loctite commercial was them, like, dancing, like, slow motion, just like, oh, nerds fixing stuff with super glue, like my glasses, now I'm gonna rhyme. You don't remember it?
I guess I missed that.
Hilarious.
One. Okay.
No, our girl Nomi, who, eyebrow threader extraordinaire,
right.
She posted a photo of one of the people from that commercial and said, this year's Halloween costume.
Yes.
So,
man,
apparently it was a hit.
How many people are going to dress up like sharks for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be one of the big ones, Doug.
Yeah.
The Halloween costume of the year, the shark.
Shark.
Let's see. Heem says Jurassic World.
Yes.
Probably my favorite part, too. Got to be honest.
You were pretty stoked on that.
I loved it. I loved
you
it the whole
like
time.
You look like a little kid when you watch that thing.
If you haven't seen that trailer, I'll probably post it on our Facebook.
Yeah, but FYI, man, scary.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what kids think about it. Also,
Jack and Luke, I just don't know.
Nate says, all I saw was the fight, the shark, and Jurassic World. I ate a bunch of junk food, watched the interview, and hung out with my lovely wife.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So he didn't watch the Super Bowl.
I guess not.
All right.
Sean says, I patrolled the mean streets of Albuquerque, only saw the last quarter, which I am glad I saw. Very intense.
Yes.
And you know, for most of the game, it was kind of a sleeper.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a... let's get to the commercials.
We were joking in the first quarter, maybe it was this end of the first quarter.
Might have been, yeah.
That, or second quarter. Man, is this going to be the first Super Bowl that goes 0-0 in the regulation?
Awesome. That would have been awesome.
Because it just seemed like nobody was going to score. We just kept getting excited. Oh, it's fourth down. They got a punt. Commercials! Yep. All right. Here we go.
No.
Fast 7.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday? Did you enjoy it? Were you one of half of America who watched the Super Bowl?
Allison says the Sharks were her favorite.
The Sharks.
We're referring to Katy Perry's halftime show. She played a song, a couple of songs, and there were these Sharks dancing. It was great.
It was so weird.
I seriously could have been
you
one of
those. You were straight
sharks.
Up doing the Shark
I was
dance
like, look
yesterday.
What he's doing. I'm doing this right now. Come on.
I could totally be a Shark.
Pay me to be one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to do that.
It's pretty great.
Love to do it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. We got a list, actually.
We do have a list. An exhaustive list. I guess Yahoo put this together.
Yeah.
It's the best and worst of the big game, all about the commercials. Well, I think we got a call. Let's see what they think.
Yeah. Commercials, best, worst. Static!
Hey, guys. It's me.
Hey. What up?
My husband and I are not...
Footballers?
Yeah. My sister and her fiance watched the Super Bowl with his grandfather and family. But my husband and I had my dad and stepmom over, and we made my mom's infamous green chili casserole.
Infamous?
It's infamous.
Infamous. Yeah. Well, no, famous. Sorry.
Killed 7 people in, like, 14 counties. Yeah.
Is that how you guys get rid of your enemies? Try this delicious
it's
casserole.
It's infamous.
It was huge, though. It was bigger. It took up a turkey pan.
Wow.
Yeah. And we had a friend over and our roommate, and it was nice. And then afterwards, we watched End of the Spear, too.
Wait, so you did watch the Super Bowl?
No, we watched End of the Spear.
Oh, okay.
So you...
During dinner time.
Did you... Okay. You watched End of the Spear while you were eating?
Yeah.
Isn't that the movie about, like, the cannibalistic tribe that kills the missionary?
Yes, gosh.
Yep.
Right
but we
on,
had
SB.
It before dinner
don't,
was done.
Don't, hey, don't ever invite me over for dinner. I'm not coming. Not gonna
you don't
be there.
Watch cannibals.
No, dude.
No, I'm what I like to call normal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch a cannibal movie while I'm eating.
While
dinner.
You're eating dinner.
Well, I got hungry watching my dad's video of his knee surgery.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
hey, have a good day, SB.
You guys too.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. And this is why I'm stereotypical about people who don't watch the Super Bowl.
I got hungry watching a video of my dad's knee surgery.
That's the response you get from those who don't have normal childhoods. I'm just kidding.
Casey says she's still totally confused by the Jeff Bridges commercial.
Yeah, I never went to the website. What was it, like Dreaming with Jeff or something like that? I never went to it.
Doug, you went to the website.
I have no idea.
No, you didn't.
See? Their marketing strategy didn't work. I was just like, is this a trailer for The Big Lebowski 2? Like, what is happening right now? You never know.
You never know. Joel the Nanny says she, where did it go? There it is. The Budweiser commercial. She doesn't drink beer, but they have the best commercials.
That one was very sad, and it included our friends in Sleeping at Last.
Yeah!
Which is cool. Mitch used that song a few weeks ago, actually, for her covers hour. A couple Mondays ago.
Yeah.
And, so that was really great to hear Sleeping at Last during the Super Bowl, and that was one of the saddest, best commercials.
Oh, it was touching.
What was with the tearjerkers this year?
It had to happen.
Most of the commercials just made you cry. Like,
yeah.
And it was like us, it was a bunch of your friends from the gym, so it was like all these dudes hanging out, and like all of us at the end of the commercial would be like, just, oh, man.
Turn it.
Oh,
turn
man.
It.
Yeah. It was weird.
It was weird. It was nice.
It was.
It's good to cry together.
Static.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
You guys brighten my commute up every day.
Thank you.
I watched half of the Super Bowl, and then I'm a actor in local community theater in Albuquerque, so for the second half, I had to go to rehearsal.
Oh.
That's like
so. I was half of America because I got to watch half of it.
That's like watching Empire Strikes Back and then just leaving it alone. That's crazy.
It was horrible. And one of the guys in the cast was so not happy. He's like, "Can't believe we're here!" Just like throwing a fit.
Well, I hear that actors can be kind of dramatic.
That's okay.
They can be.
You're welcome.
Never.
Amazing.
Never. I'm never that dramatic. You don't say that.
So what was your favorite part that you watched?
What's that? The favorite part that I watched?
Yeah.
Let me think for a second. I guess the first two touchdowns, and then after that, I was just, like, getting ready to leave, so I was like, I'm
that's
out.
That's the worst feeling.
I was waiting for Richard Sherman to do something amusing.
Man, I was waiting for them to throw the ball his direction. I think by the third quarter, they had only thrown it to him, like, one time in his direction, so
they just shut him down.
So.
Maybe that was good. Maybe he does. I don't think he needs any more ego boosting, so.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks, guys. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay, so, like we were saying, we have a list of the commercials.
Yes.
And they've graded them, F being the worst, just like in school, and A being the best, just like in school.
Yeah.
So I want to start at the Fs.
Okay, yeah.
These are the worst. We got two Fs on this
list.
Can
I say, is the nationwide one an F?
Nationwide childhood accidents.
Yes!
Is an F.
Yes! Worst commercial in history.
Nationwide. What happened?
They were not on our side.
That is the most depressing commercial that we have ever seen in our lives.
Yes.
Really. Dead kids at the Super Bowl. Fire your ad agency.
It was awful.
Rehire them. Make them watch that 50 times and then fire them again. That was for real.
For everybody who didn't watch the Super Bowl yesterday, that was the first commercial we showed everybody this morning. And everyone had the same reaction. Oh. It was just like,
And if you went on Twitter right after it aired, exactly the same. It was like everybody was being funny, and then it was like, sad face.
Wow. But hey, marketing-wise, everyone's talking about it today.
Yeah, but nobody's looking at Nationwide in a good light.
That's also true.
Yeah, all right, the other true. F. Okay. Doug's favorite commercial from the Super Bowl, the Mercedes tortoise and hare ad. He loved it. He came in talking about it this morning. He wouldn't shut up about it.
There was so much hype for that commercial for weeks leading up to it. You saw, like, what's going to happen? You know what it reminded me of? Do you guys remember back in the day? I think it was Budweiser, one of the beers. They had the Bud Bowl, and it was like halftime, and you watch these beer cans or whatever fake playing football, and it was the oddest thing, and it was just so like, what is happening?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember the Bud Bowl? Uh-uh. You guys don't remember Bud Bowls? Okay.
Doug remembers.
And it was just like, who's gonna win? Bud or Bud Light? It's this weird
claymation
beer commercial that was just so weird. And yeah, the tortoise and the hare thing, so much hype for weeks, which goes to show all the hype in the world cannot save it if you don't have a stellar end point.
That
product was just, yeah.
It's true. Not even all the tricked up music and attitude, it didn't help.
No.
Not a single bit of the ad was in any way intriguing.
No.
Nice car. Yeah. Nobody can afford it.
Nobody cared.
All right, now let's move on to the D's. Doritos the Pigs Fly commercial. I saw this commercial happening and did not pay attention.
Yeah.
The Loctite Dance commercial.
What? I got a D?
Yep. It's glue. Come on, it's glue.
Come on, that was great.
It says, we don't need an earworm tune Super Bowl ad. It's glue. Let's not lose all our perspective here. It's a glue commercial. The Jeep commercial, the This Land one, the Fiat Blue Pill commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
McDonald's Pay with Lovin'.
What?
They give it a D.
Oh, crazy.
He says, no way around it. This is weird. When you're going into McDonald's, you're generally not interested in having a cashier determine whether you're appropriately loving or not. Enforced affection may be the only substance with more calories than a McDonald's Big Mac meal.
I don't know, man. I thought that was kind of intriguing. I don't ever eat there, and I still won't because I don't care enough to go in and go, hey, man, for a Big Mac, call your mom and tell her you love her.
Yeah.
But I thought it was an interesting concept.
That milkshake is waiting on you if you just raise the roof.
Come on, I thought it was...
Raise the roof.
I thought it was a sweet commercial. I'm a sucker, apparently. I'm a McSucker.
Next one. The Coca-Cola Bullies on the Internet ad. I think we all kind of poked fun at this because it was like, spill Coke on your computer and that'll fix
and
the internet bullying problem.
The world will be a happier place.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It says, decent attempt at a post-millennial spin on the classic I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke ad from the 70s, but still a little too on the nose there with the scene setting Coke.
Yeah.
Because it was like, geez.
Yeah.
They are setting this
especially enough. Surrounded by all the serious commercials that we had throughout the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were really sad, really, yeah.
Even there wasn't enough Coke for that nationwide commercial.
No, there was
not. TurboTax Boston Tea Party gets a D.
Yeah.
I don't care about taxes.
Yeah.
You can't spin that in a positive light for me.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Amazing.
All right, moving on to the C's. Kia Pierce Brosnan.
C?
C.
Oh, I thought it was great.
We're not nearly as entranced with Hollywood meetings as Hollywood is, but this is a cute enough ad starring one-time James Bond Pierce Brosnan.
He was great. I thought it was fun.
It was funny.
Yeah, timing was perfect.
We do not trust the NFL one bit when it comes to domestic violence. That's why the NFL domestic violence PSA only gets a C.
Yeah, that was.
But that 911 disguised pizza call, which apparently was real, is yet another chilling ad in the most downbeat Super Bowl ad montage in history. Oof. The Microsoft Empowering ad, we see your ads with kids, ads with pulls on the heartstrings, ads with prosthetic limbs, and raise you. An ad with a kid with prosthetic limbs that pulls on your heartstrings. That's what Microsoft did.
True. That is what they did.
That's exactly what they did.
Wow. Wow. All right,
yeah, I'm still on my C's. Okay, the Kate Upton Game of War ad.
Boo.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Gets a C.
Yeah.
Carnival Cruise Lines, come back to the sea.
Don't even remember it.
They were so it was like a JFK quote, and there were all these boats on the ocean, and all I could think about was all the stories that we read about the jet or the cruise liners just filling up with poop because the sewage system quits working.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going back to the sea
ever. No,
you won't find me.
Nope.
Not in the sea.
Especially since half of them lately it seems like are under the sea.
Oh, that's true though. Uh oh. Terminator Genesis gets a C.
Oh, no!
Why the heck would you make a Terminator that looks old? That's the question posed by this sheet of paper. Is that some kind of self-consciously retro move on the part of Skynet? That's like if the iPhone 7 was a brick with an antenna that you had to extend. The flipping school bus was a nice touch, though. Hang on tight, kids. You know what? A lot of big action movies had like flipping buses or flipping semis or whatever lately.
Yeah.
Everything's a giant vehicle doing a flip.
Yeah. You know who started that?
Dark
the Matrix.
Knight. Oh,
see, that's the first one I thought of, and I'm like, no, go backwards. Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, yeah, and they flip
the
up on each other.
Yep,
that's
the two
true.
Semis.
Doug's actual favorite ad, the T-Mobile Kim Kardashian ad, only gets a C, Doug. Only
see,
gets a C.
I thought it was hilarious, but Middays with Mitch said, why? Why? Because she was poking fun at herself, like everybody knows, because everybody, she was basically mocking herself for being an idiot.
I thought that was kind of funny.
I did, too.
This paper says, we're still not sure Kim knows this is really a joke. If she thinks this is a real charitable effort, this instantly vaults to an A.
Mm.
Agreed.
Mm.
Overall, decent enough gimmick and the Kardashian angle will no doubt cast a bit of hasty explanation to parents. But come on, it's a Kardashian. The C-minus at best of American culture.
There you go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Skittles, the usual way, the arm wrestling commercial. I thought that was kind of
That
funny.
Was great!
I thought that
a
was
A C?
Funny.
Come
they
on,
only, they
Yahoo.
Only give it a C.
I don't know, man. We want to know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700 if you're just joining us. Found a list ranking the best and worst of yesterday's Super Bowl ads.
And we've made it through the worst and the average, so when we come back in a few minutes, we're going to give you the best.
The best around.
That's right.
All right, it's coming up next on T-Moss and Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to T-Moss and Morning Party on Static Radio.
Hello. Let me see what's going on in your traffic world, Albuquerque. We have an accident. Louisiana Boulevard at Bell Avenue happened about 8:30, 45 minutes ago. Watch out for that. Also, construction, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Everything else looks pretty good on the map. If you see something, don't be afraid to give us a call, because we want to know what you thought about the Super Bowl anyway. Might as well throw some traffic in there, too.
Mm.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, yeah.
Saw our boy Hurricane Shane yesterday before the Super Bowl.
You did?
Yeah, on the TV.
Oh. Was it that commercial?
It was that gambling commercial.
Another sad commercial.
Another sad commercial. Another dad family commercial.
At least we're used to that one.
That seemed to be the theme of Super Bowl 49.
It's true.
Talking about the highs and the lows of the Super Bowl, or maybe you didn't watch the Super Bowl. What'd you do instead? We want to know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or give us a call, 505-338-3700. We've been ranking the commercials from, grading them from F to A.
Yes.
We got through all the terrible ones. We can get to some good ones, but man, tons of comments.
Yeah, Thebe says Loctite wins for him. Naomi says, Missy freaking Elliott. I am not ashamed yes. that I know all of the lyrics to her songs that she performed. My favorite commercial was the Mountain Dew ad.
That one was hilarious, man. The dude in the aquarium was my favorite part of that commercial.
That the little scuba diver, old school scuba diver. Matthew says, did anyone see the whole live Pac-Man ad commercial thing? I thought that was amazing. Thought it was a beer commercial. Though it was a beer commercial, I thought the idea of being in a video was so cool. Or a video game.
I loved that. Yeah. I thought that was fantastic, the idea of rocking some Pac-Man live. Could you imagine how much fun that would have been?
Amanda says, did not watch it. I love football and to see the guys play, but I like to keep it down to earth, whatever that means. Guys playing rugged football in the mud.
What?
Melissa says, I love the Super Bowl. The game was so much better than last year's. Yes. I'm a Broncos fan. I love the Snickers and Budweiser's commercials. Way to make me cry. And while I enjoyed the halftime show, I didn't entirely get the sharks that couldn't stay in sync or the depressed beach balls. That's exactly why they had them.
The beach balls talking was so weird.
It was so funny. I saw a meme and it was like the beach ball was talking to Katy Perry and it's like, save me from my depressing existence. It was so funny. So funny. And you know, we're not normal people aren't the only people that tweet about the Super Bowl.
Yes. Everybody was tweeting about it.
Keyshawn Johnson said the OC lost that game for the Hawks. Stupid.
Yes, offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Deion Sanders says that was the worst play call in the history of the Super Bowl. Worst quarterback decision ever. Ever. Ever.
Yeah, dude. We know Emmitt Smith, his former teammate, echoed that. Oh, there you go. It's on there as well.
He even put an emoticon in there. Donald Trump says it must have been President Obama that called in what will go down as the dumbest play in the history of football. Same thought process. He's going to get that political jab in if he can.
Gosh, dude.
Golden Tate tweeted, if I'm Marshawn, I'm livid.
Yeah, dude. Golden, who used to play for Notre Dame and then played for the Seattle Seahawks.
Right. Dwayne Wade said, Malcolm Butler, he did his homework.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Dawkins, you live or die all year with the run, but then die by the pass.
Yeah.
Donald Faison?
Yeah. Dude, JD, right? I mean, not JD. Turk. From Scrubs.
Oh, no way. Why not run it? Yeah. That was his tweet. Yeah. Luke Donald, the best running back in football on the 1 yard line, and you don't run the ball? Hashtag sleepless in Seattle. Bobby Jackson says, that got to be the dumbest coaching call in the history of sports. Run the ball, beast mode.
Yeah.
Lennox Lewis says, if I were down rounds and needed a KO, even I would run Lynch if I could.
Nice.
Hashtag fail. Super Bowl fail.
Man. Poor Pete Carroll.
Poor Pete Carroll. Ken Jennings says, good luck trying to re-sign Lynch.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
He's a free agent. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Emilio Rivera says, got to be the dumbest play in Super Bowl history.
Emilio!
Emilio! Love you, Emilio!
Is that the dude from Suns?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the... What were they called? Why can't we remember it?
I went as him for Halloween one year.
It's the Mazdas. No, that's not what it is.
The Mayans.
The Mayans. Yes. That's what it was. Definitely not the Mazdas. But speaking of cars.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Best, worst of the weekend. Static.
Hey, it's Martha.
What's up, Martha?
Hey, fellow Mississippian caught that ball.
I saw that.
I went to the same college that kid did.
Where did he go? East Mississippi?
Hines. He went to Hines.
Okay.
Shannon Ryman.
Yeah, Vicksburg, Mississippi. That's where he grew up.
Gosh.
I said that last night, too. I was like, oh, Vicksburg.
Yeah. Gosh. Terrible.
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 The puppy wins, though. The puppy wins.
The puppy.
Oh, the puppy was the Budweiser commercial. Is that what you're talking about? Okay. All right.
So oh, my gosh.
I had some Sleeping at Last, who we play on Static Radio. Yeah. So that was good to hear them getting some love. So, right on. All right, Martha. Thanks.
Thanks, Martha.
There you go.
Love you.
Love you, too. All right. Yeah, that puppy commercial was great.
It was good.
It was ridiculous. Some tear jerkers last night.
I think a tweet that nobody saw coming was Richard Sherman's tweet after the game. Doug got me this. Thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity. That's all you can ask for. Thank you, everyone, for the support all year.
Oh, man. And we covered this, our boys Chris Pratt and Chris Evans.
Yes.
Who play Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy and, of course, Captain America. Had a running bet. Chris Pratt from Seattle, huge Seahawks fan. Chris Evans, Captain America, from New England, huge Patriots fan. And so they made a bet. If the Patriots won, Chris Pratt had to go down to Boston.
Boston.
Wearing a Star-Lord costume and a Tom Brady jersey. And go to a children's hospital. If the Seahawks won, Chris Evans had to rock his Captain America costume and sport the 12th man flag up in Seattle at a children's hospital. Well, of course, we know the Patriots did win the Super Bowl, but Chris Evans and Chris Pratt said yesterday they are both going to go to the respective hospitals in Seattle and Boston.
Pretty cool.
Dressed as Captain America and Star-Lord and just try and brighten some kids' days.
Which is classic.
Gosh,
dude. I like that.
So great. That's my favorite part of the Super Bowl.
My favorite thing I've read about the Super Bowl just happened. Cody on our Facebook says, I only watched the Super Bowl so I wouldn't get fined. You win, Cody. You win.
Oh,
everybody,
man.
Back off Cody. Yeah. He just won.
Dude, fantastic.
That's funny. All right,
so
now,
many comments. Yeah.
Back to our commercials.
Yeah.
We made it through the worst and even the average. Now let's move on to the B's.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
I'm down with that.
Let's see. We got the Mophie commercial, the all powerless apocalypse commercial.
Oh, that's right.
I was wondering how.
God's cell phone battery, man.
I was wondering how a lot of our church friends were going to take that commercial.
Yeah.
I personally thought it was funny.
It was. They did a good job.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Mophie juice packs are talking about the existence of our creator.
Woo!
I mean,
the Tomorrowland movie trailer.
Woo!
Tomorrowland is a Disney movie coming out. George Clooney, some girl. It looks awesome.
Yes.
It's based on the Tomorrowland section of Disneyland and the Magic Kingdom in Disneyland.
You see the rocket in the trailer?
Ooh, I saw it. And the monorails flying around. Oh, there's jetpacks. You can't argue against jetpacks unless it's that Nationwide commercial.
Yeah.
Good grief. Little peek back
Which,
into
by the
failures.
Way, received an F.
F.
From Yahoo. And we give it an F as well.
Yeah, we do.
That was the worst, man.
Budweiser Best Buds. This was the Clydesdale puppy commercial.
The one that Martha just referenced?
That's right. They give it a B. They say, oh, come on, enough with the sad animal ads, Budweiser. This ad looks like it was genetically blended in a lab to induce maximum awe from your Super Bowl viewing party.
See, I disagree, though, because I thought, all right, puppy gets lost, the horses are sad. That's already a sad enough commercial that deserves a B. Wolf shows up to eat said puppy.
Ugh.
And the Clydesdales bust out and go save the puppy.
Yes.
A plus.
A plus.
Plus, plus, plus.
A plus, plus, plus. Check this out. It says, from the precious pup in the rain to the noble Clydesdales to the somber funeral version of 500 Miles.
Yes.
One of the most upbeat songs of all time. And it works, gosh darn it.
It does.
Works.
Sleeping at Last. Our boy isn't sleeping at Last.
That's what he's going to do. That Joker's going to make it sad and make it wonderful.
It was fantastic. So all right. Shout out to them.
Can we get a drum roll? Do we have a drum roll sound?
I need it here.
How do we... No, stop.
Oh.
How do we not have a drum roll sound?
Drum roll sound.
Are you kidding me?
Drum roll sound. Here, I got it. I got it. Drums. Drums.
I am baffled.
The drums.
Baffled that drums. We lack a drum roll.
Here, drums. Yeah. Yep, drums.
That's not what I meant.
That's what I got. I could play that on repeat.
Can you play the Olympic song over here?
Yeah.
Down to the left, there it is. We're going to move on to the A category.
These were the best of the best of the best, at least according to user ratings on the interwebs.
That's right.
Slash
now,
really Yahoo.
At the very end of the game, a beacon shone. And it wasn't the beacon I expected.
Oh, okay.
The beacon was the form of Nick Offerman.
Yes!
He was talking about NASCAR, so I kind of don't get it, but NASCAR returns to NBC, and who better to promote it than the man who never met a meal he wouldn't fry in bacon grease,
yes.
Nick Offerman.
Yes.
The star of Parks and Rec, he plays Ron Swanson, brings the right combination of American hero worship and jerky salt wit to this particular promo.
It was fantastic.
It was very, very funny.
It made me excited for NASCAR.
The perfect spin on NASCAR, too. Perfect
spin. It was so good.
Because it's kind of like making fun of itself.
Yes.
Putting it down. Thought that was funny.
Self-depreciating?
Self-depreciating.
Huh?
That's right.
Big words.
The next one, Bud Light Real Life Pac-Man.
Oh, I got you covered on that one, my
friend. You
got
this one?
Yes, I do. I got you.
There it is.
Yeah.
I want this.
I would love to live this life.
If the opportunity to play on a real life Pac-Man board is not an option for any red-blooded Bud Light drinking American, this grade instantly drops to a D. Your choice, Bud Light.
gosh.
That's pretty cool. That thing, that dude looked so excited.
You did.
The saddest thing was I was like, man, they probably just filmed this in a studio. I want this to be real life.
You know, a lot of those, like, whatever things, you know, are you ready down for whatever happens?
Yeah.
Real reactions, real things, they totally probably set that up.
But are they really?
Yes.
It just seems like it would be so difficult.
It was on television. I believe it.
Well, that's fine.
It was real, guys.
All right.
It was so real.
I need you to play Chariots of Fire. Of course we don't have Chariots of Fire! Perfect. Why don't we have Chariots of Fire?
I don't know. You need like a running theme? Here
yes.
You go. Here you go.
This is not going to come across well. Because you just played the most ironic theme to what I'm about to talk about. Up next, Always Like a Girl. Set to the Baywatch theme. Really? This is another criticism-proof ad because over the top of the production pitch is a great message.
It really was a fantastic message.
Saying someone does anything athletic, quote-unquote, like a girl is a nasty insult. On the other hand, saying someone's about as honest as a Super Bowl ad agency still has some sting to it.
Gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I thought that was a great ad.
I did.
It was inspirational.
It was. Did a really good job.
It was interesting to see, and I know it's ad agency, so again, I don't know if it's all real or whatever, but
right.
The difference between the little girl's view of Run Like a Girl and yes. The older, like, people our age view of, because they kind of took it as an insult.
Throw like a girl.
They're like, making fun of it, you know?
Dude, when they asked that little girl what it means to run like a girl, it was like, run the hardest you've ever run. And, oh, gosh.
Yeah, down the beach, Baywatch
fantastic.
Style.
Good job, people.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay, this commercial gets an A, and this is probably my favorite one.
Hands down, mine. I saw it.
Clash of Clans.
Yes.
You cannot beat Liam Neeson in a Super Bowl ad.
Ever.
That was a pretty funny. Even though no one would ever pronounce the name Liam.
Liam?
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever really happened.
Yeah.
But if you do, if you try to beat Liam Neeson, he'll hunt you down and use all the means at his disposal to get you to reconsider your grade.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
I thought that was a fantastic commercial.
We were probably talking about how a different world we live in from 10 years ago, because the best commercial on the Super Bowl was an app.
It was
commercial.
An app ad.
An app commercial.
Guys, what happened?
We wouldn't have even seen that 10 years ago.
No?
Straight up.
What's an app?
What's that? There's an app for that.
Yeah.
Another one that I thought was funny, Microsoft's, where's the one with the thing? Yes, the BMW Newfangled Idea commercial.
Yeah, Doug, it was fantastic.
Which is totally our conversation
fantastic,
we just had.
Fantastic, Doug.
Because they went and used old footage from Bryant Gumbel
and
Katie Couric when they were trying to figure out what the internet was.
What the at symbol was.
Yeah. and I guess that was from 1994.
That's crazy.
So funny. And then they're in this car trying to figure it out. I thought that was great.
I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was smart and really, really funny.
But it's interesting that just 20 years ago, they were talking on the Today Show.
Yes.
Trying to figure out basically an email address because it was like, what is that? It means about.
He says, I thought it said about. Yeah, and Katie's like, I thought it said about. And then she calls her friend. She's like, what is internet? What
Gosh.
Is the internet?
That was 20 years ago.
That's crazy.
20 years ago.
The next commercial, Squaresoft, dreamingwithjeff.com. Mm. Maybe Jeff Bridges is yanking our chain with this whole Dreaming with Jeff business, but maybe he's not. Either way, the dude automatically gets an A grade, even though that's just like my opinion, man.
Yes.
It's funny.
You're not privy to the new information, man.
Oh, this commercial was funny, too. The Doritos airplane seat commercial. That was funny.
Classic.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic commercial. Because we've all, well, if you've ever been on a plane, you've been in that situation. Dawn, in fact, had a story about how she watched some dude totally do a bunch of that stuff so nobody would sit by him. Like, totally hacking cough and like, looking down. And
we've all done
like
it.
He was super sick. And then when the plane lifted off, he started bragging to people. He was like, dude, I totally faked everybody out. I'm not sick. She was like, he's the worst person on this plane.
Oh, fantastic.
Microsoft Estella's brilliant bus. What a cool idea. A mobile technology bus. We give this grade to Estella, but we guess you're okay for helping her out, Microsoft. I don't know if I saw that one.
I don't think I did.
A great commercial. Again, our boy Doug loved it. The avocados from Mexico, first draft. Nice spin on an old Chappelle Show bit. Sorry, yeah. Polar Bear, no Mexico for you.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty great.
Oh, this one. This ad was the greatest ad ever in the history of ads because dads should always do everything their kids tell them to because kids grow up too fast.
Dove.
Seriously, cheap heartstring pulling that's surprisingly effective on dads, probably totally ineffective on anybody without kids. This grade is for our dads, Dove.
Yes.
It was the saddest commercial ever. And then it said, Dove for men.
Yeah, I was so...
Which is the perfect...
I was so thrown up, but I remembered this morning it was a Dove commercial.
Dove for men.
Gosh, dude.
That was the best way to handle it, though, honestly.
As a dad, there were so many commercials yesterday that made me just want to hug my kids.
Mm-hmm. Because if they would have tried to, like, somehow tie in, like, if there would have been a shot of him putting on his deodorant and the girl going, I love the way you smell, Dad, it would have seemed a little pretentious, you know. But it's like, sad. Oh, pummeling sadness. Yeah, Duff for men.
Duff for men.
No explanation. You don't need one.
I wonder what ad agencies got together and were like, okay, guys, we've done funny.
Yep.
Okay.
We've done
all the funny there
is. We've done controversial.
People chime into the Super Bowl because they want to see the commercials. We've gone funny. I feel like this year we need to destroy souls
with
sorrow, sadness, and death.
Let's make them reflect.
Yeah, that'll get them to buy our french fries.
We're going to take the Super Bowl next level. We're going to make it reflective.
Yes.
What's up now?
All right. Think about your life. Think about everything you've done. And then go buy our fast food.
You know what, though? I'll take the sad commercials over the ridiculous Carl's Jr. commercials.
Which one was that?
Any day. They're like hyper-sexualized.
Oh, yes. Agree with that.
And you're like...
They were lacking this year. Thank God.
It's so funny, though, because those commercials, they're the dumbest... Because you have, like, those supermodels eating fast food.
Yeah. There was, I believe, all of the Super Bowl, 4 hours of television watching in and out, and I think there were two times where I said, Jack and Luke, eyes on me, you and me, the three of us.
Yeah, actually,
we're looking at this.
The Victoria's Secret commercial got a B.
Talking about that one, and you, Kate Upton, for a stupid app video game. Guys, eyes on me, right here, guys, eyes right here.
I'm watching you.
Yes, all right,
another
we got this
funny
together.
One. Now, Nationwide gave us the saddest, most morose ad we've ever seen in our lives.
Right.
With the dead kid ad.
Ugh.
But then they also gave us a pretty funny ad.
Yeah.
Invisible Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Nice little bit here from Kaling going in for a smooch on Matt Damon. We'd go for more cash than ice cream if we were invisible, but that's just us. She definitely walked out of a store with a giant vat of ice cream just eating
it. That's pretty great.
And you're not a Mindy Kaling fan, I know.
I'm not.
But that was a funny commercial.
It was.
She did a good job.
She did.
I like her because she was in The Office.
So, top commercials, what do we got?
The top three.
Top of the top. The best of the best.
Let's see. We had the newfangled idea with Bryant Gumbel and Katie Couric.
That was solid.
The champions. Esurance Walter White.
Oh, man.
That was pretty. He was like a pharmacist or
was
whatever.
Like Sort of Greg or something.
That was.
Say my name.
Sort of Greg? Sort of Greg?
Fantastic.
Sort of Greg? That was funny.
That was so great. Shout out to New Mexico.
Do we have like a champion music?
Champion
we
music.
We really need Chariots of Fire. I don't.
This was the best of the best, the number one, the champion of champions. Is that is Laverne and Shirley champion music?
What?
Bum, 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 bum. We're gonna do it.
Sure.
Come on, they made it. This commercial made it.
You absolutely cannot beat Danny Trejo threatening vengeance of an eye for an eye in the Brady Bunch universe. We all wanted that, especially for Cousin Oliver. Everybody hated him. Combine the stinger of Steve Buscemi at the end, you've got yourself a perfect Super Bowl ad. Snickers, Danny Trejo, Marsha Brady commercial. The far and away winner.
All right.
Yeah. Now, I would say Jurassic World was the winner.
Of course.
But it aired so early in the program, a lot of people missed it.
Yeah.
Not only us.
I would say Clash of Clans, Liam Neeson, probably my favorite. What was your favorite part? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We have so many comments.
So many comments. And we want you to participate because I think I've read all of these.
I will say this as well. The football game, actually.
Great game.
Was a great part of the Super Bowl this year.
Who knew?
Imagine that. We'd actually get a good game out of the game.
The game of games.
You know, usually when it's a terrible game... You just don't want it.
It's true.
We got a good game. We got great commercials. Tell us your favorite part. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Ramblers in the wilderness. We can't.
Who's ready for some more Team Austin Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Now it's time for the final traffic update of the morning. Looks like we got a little construction. Traffic signal repairs are happening at Coors Boulevard and Paseo del Norte. Probably going to make it a little slow going around there. But they are repairing the traffic signal, so that's a good thing. Also, we've got long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. So watch out for that. I don't see any accidents or police activity on the map right now, so that's good. You guys have a good morning, a good rest of your day with traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about the Super Bowl. A lot of comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. People chiming in with their favorite parts.
Yes.
And a few listeners chiming in saying the Bud Light Pac-Man, what, life-size Pac-Man ad, yeah, basically.
And so me being the natural skeptic that I am, I'm like, I don't know. But Doug actually found an interview with that dude, the real-life guy from the Pac-Man commercial.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Riley Smith, 30 years old. This coming from People.com. He was chosen at random to play a life-size game of Pac-Man on a night out with friends, and suddenly he can't go anywhere without being recognized. He's a charming real-life guy, not an actor who stars in Bud Light's coin commercial. He said, in the week since the ad was released in advance of the Super Bowl, his life has been turned upside down, shaken, and flipped on its side. I can't even explain it. It's surreal. People stop and ask me if they know me. A lady in my hotel just stopped to take a selfie. The best part, he's a personal assistant from L.A. He had no idea any of this would happen.
This is crazy.
He was at a bar. A lady said, if I give you a Bud Light, would you be up for whatever? Thought nothing of it. And then it was the craziest experience of his life.
That's crazy. No, I liked Nick Kelly, the spokesperson for Bud Light, talked about it, why they're choosing to do this and what they're doing. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
What they said.
He said they found out that millennials value experience more than tangible goods. So all year long, they've created these up-for-whatever experiences for their real-life customers who are drinking Bud Light. It's really just fun finding people at drinking events, and if they're drinking a Bud Light, they reward them with awesome experience. Now, that's neat that it talks about how millennials value experience over a good.
Right.
I saw a recent study talking about how more people, more millennials, it said if you had to choose between having your car or having your phone, which one would you choose? And interestingly enough, they chose the car.
Really?
Yeah, they would take away one for a week, your car or your phone. And people chose to stick with their car.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This year for Christmas, our tradition became anew. Yeah, we didn't, you know, we're always like the traditional presents family.
Right.
This year we opted out of presents and did the Disneyland experience for Christmas. And our kids, I thought they were going to be bummed, you know, like, we didn't get any quote unquote tangible presents. Instead, we got an experience in California, and that's all they've been talking about is the experience. And so it is interesting
See
People choosing experiences over tangible things.
It speaks to the deep down desire of us wanting more.
Yeah.
Something more.
Something more.
What is that something?
Because our stuff just isn't enough.
That's right. Find out what Middays with Mitt. She's going to tell you.
There you go.
Just put it on her.
Thanks to everybody who was a part of the show today. If you missed any part, including, the 7 a.m. conversation with our boy Stephen Christian from Amberlin.
The prophet.
Ah. He thought. He predicted the Super Bowl.
He
was poor guy. So stoked.
He was the TBD prophet.
Oh, it was fantastic. If you missed any part of it, including that, make sure you get to our website, mystaticradio.com/mornings, and you can download the podcast in its entirety, absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, don't forget, coming up next, Middays with Mitch. He'll take you through, and I'm sure, lots of Super Bowl talk. Some pretty great stories coming down the pipe that I know that she's going to get to, including one child who was suspended from school for something I don't think has ever been done in the history of school.
True.
So make sure you stay close for that. That's it for us. On out. Don't forget tomorrow, New Music Tuesday. All you musicians out there, submit your music. MyStaticRadio.com/localsrule. Give us your MP3s and we'll play it. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye,
Static.